From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Three Belgian nationals have been charged with attempting to commit terrorist murder. The charges came after 12 people were arrested in overnight raids across the country in Belgium. Belgium's federal prosecutor said in a statement Saturday that the three were also charged with taking part in the activities of a terrorist group. Nine other people detained overnight have been released. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said the country's anti-terrorism activities are working.
La situation est sous contrôle.
He said the situation is under control. The work of the investigators is showing results, since you have seen that the searches that have been ongoing are giving judicial actors the resources to do their work in the struggle against terrorism to prevent attacks. Michel said that Belgium will remain in its second highest security alert. The country has been living under that threat level since the November attacks in Paris. Some of those perpetrating that attack were either Belgian nationals or had lived in Brussels. President Obama used his weekly media address to call for action on the issue of gun control after this week's murders in an Orlando, Florida gay nightclub. Reflecting on the Father's Day holiday, Mr. Obama said parents bear a special responsibility.
If we're going to raise our kids in a safer, more loving world, we need to speak up for it. We need our kids to hear us speak up about the risks guns pose to our communities and against a status quo that doesn't make sense.
Meanwhile, in Orlando, funerals continued for some of the 49 victims of Sunday's shootings. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee has closed the door on the Russian doping case, confirming a decision to ban Russia's track and field team from the Rio Games in August. The IOC said Saturday it fully respects a ruling by track and field's world governing body to bar Russian athletes from the competition. The Olympic Committee said it welcomes and supports the ban as another measure to crack down on doping. In Moscow, Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko told Russian reporters, "Our athletes have no chance of competing in Brazil," based on Saturday's statement from the IOC. The man accused of killing British lawmaker Joe Cox earlier this week made his first court appearance Saturday morning after being charged with murder and several other crimes. When asked to state his name as proceedings began at Westminster Magistrates Court in London, Thomas Mayer said, "My name is Death to Traitors, Freedom for Britain." That's an apparent allusion to Britain's upcoming referendum vote on European Union membership. The outburst was Mayer's only comment in court Saturday. Meanwhile, the family of the slain MP visited a makeshift memorial to her in Birstall in Yorkshire. Cox's sister, Kim Leadbeater, said that her sister was a human being and she was perfect.
She will live on through all the good people in the world. Through Brendan, through us, and through her truly wonderful children, who will always know what an utterly amazing woman their mother was.
Cox was a supporter of Britain staying in the European Union. Britons will vote Thursday in a referendum whether to remain or leave the continental bloc. A new poll by the Observer newspaper says that the remain and leave camps are notched at 44% each. That poll was based on a survey of 2006 people between June 14th and 17th. A Soyuz space capsule carrying a crew from the International Space Station made a successful parachute landing Saturday in Kazakhstan. The three-man returning crew included U.S. astronaut Tim Kopra, British astronaut Tim Peake, and Russian cosmonaut Yuri Malenchenko. Peake said after landing he was amazed to be back on Earth after 6 months in space.
Phenomenal. And those first few moments on the steps of Kazakhstan, you know, the smells and the breeze, really, you know, hit me very hard, and it was great to be back on Earth. It really was.
Peake was the first British astronaut to have gone to the International Space Station. The landing Saturday took place about 3 hours after the crew separated from the orbiting space station, ending their six-month excursion. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.